For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is stirring controversy with a new tweet about immigrants that he likens to invaders. He says, quote, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came. Our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order." He goes on to say, "Immigration must be based on merit. We need people who will help to make America great again." On NBC's Meet the Press, independent Senator Angus King says, "There has to be a court process.
People coming to claim asylum are not illegal immigrants. Under the law, they have a right to establish their claim of asylum, that they're in a legitimate fear for their life, that they're fleeing persecution in their home country. And that applies, by the way, to people coming from other parts of the world."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In Northern California, a rampaging fire has destroyed at least a dozen buildings and chased hundreds from their homes. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox.
There's mandatory evacuation orders for the entire Spring Valley community outside of Clear Lake Oaks here in Lake County. It's about 600 homes that are threatened. All residents in the area are told to evacuate immediately. It's really important for people to leave the area just so that firefighters can work safely and suppress the fire.
He says the blaze is not yet contained. In world news, most of the votes have been counted in Turkey. Turkey's president, Recep Erdogan, is now declaring victory in their presidential and parliamentary elections. The BBC's Salem Garrett is in Istanbul covering the elections there.
His powers will include appointing his own cabinet, appointing even senior judges, and issuing decrees with the force of law.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The son of a governor is accused of a sex crime while on board a domestic flight. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
News of the allegations against the son of Republican Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, Andrew A.J. Baker, coming out just days after the FBI releases a report saying the number of reported sexual assaults on air flights have doubled over the course of just a few years. Reports say a woman on a JetBlue flight is accusing Andrew Baker of inappropriate touching on a flight last Wednesday from Boston to Washington, D.C. Baker's lawyer says his client is cooperating fully with authorities and, quote, looks forward to a resolution. And the governor's office says it's a personal matter for the family, though it too said AJ will cooperate with authorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new mom is running New Zealand. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is now out of the hospital after delivering daughter Neve.
We chose Neve because we just liked it. And when we met her, we thought she looked like she suited the name. Also, it means in various forms, it means bright and radiant.
The 37-year-old became New Zealand's youngest prime minister when she took office through a coalition deal last year after an inconclusive election. She now has become the first woman in the country's history to give birth while in office. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.